My thought is that this panel offers the opportunity to talk about the intersection between insurance and appellate law. We have three outstanding appellate judges. Their depth of experience, what they bring to the party is really exceptional. None of them holds themselves out to be an insurance coverage expert. And so I think the value here is for y'all to hear what very typical, although high end of the spectrum, of appellate judges, what they think about advocacy issues in connection with insurance coverage appeals. So that's my thought about how to proceed. But if people have questions, your questions are probably as good or better than mine, so don't hesitate. But hopefully we'll find an hour's worth of pretty valuable things. I know I certainly appreciated the opportunity to talk with these folks in advance about a lot of these topics, so I think you'll like them. Once upon a time, there was a panel of this conference that was devoted entirely to amicus briefs. It was in Dallas several years ago, and for me, it was most notable because Harriet O'Neill, who was then a sitting justice on the Texas Supreme Court, said something that really has never left me, and that was that her court hoped for amicus briefs in insurance coverage cases and were disappointed when they didn't get them and were concerned or surprised when they didn't get them. I mean, those are cases in the Texas Supreme Court. I think they always think that everybody's watching what they're going to do with the law. But to hear her say that those are cases, insurance coverage cases, they expected, if not needed, amicus briefs was a real revelation for me.